What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 54 of the Producer Life Podcast. I'm your host, the House Ninja, and I've been busy working on my 2021 goals, which got me thinking about how to accomplish those goals and what habits those goals would require. You see, goals are really only useful if they help create the processes that support them. Goals just set the desired end state. In this episode, I'm going to talk about some of the key ideas I learned from James Clear's best-selling book, Atomic Habits, and how to apply those to your music career. But first, cue the intro music.
This is the Producer Life Podcast with your host, the House Ninja. Bringing you actionable ideas to improve your music and get it heard.
Atomic Habits is a 2018 New York Times best-selling book that talks about ways to develop or remove habits from your life. The book is broken down into four laws: make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. Each law is supported by both entertaining stories and psychological research, and you can reverse any of those laws if you're trying to break a habit. For example, instead of saying make it obvious, your goal might be to make it invisible. Let's walk through each of these in turn. Law one, make it obvious. What this means is we're trying to raise the habit to a conscious level so that we can affect it. Many habits become so ingrained that we don't realize that we're doing them. For example, most of us have had the experience of driving home on near autopilot, or perhaps going to the refrigerator for the sixth time this hour while we're working from home. Japanese train conductors have a method called point and call that they use to take routine safety checks from an unconscious level to a conscious level. As they're going through pre-travel checks, they physically point at dials, knobs, and screens and verbally call out what they're seeing. This can be used, maybe humorously if you've got people around you, to break a bad habit. A DJ could use this point-and-call technique as you're packing your bag for a gig or setting up for a performance, particularly if you've got a complex setup with a lot of MIDI controllers. Point to each knob, fader, and dial and verbalize that they're in the right position before heading off to the green room. This helps avoid being on autopilot as you're packing your bag or setting up for a gig for the 50th time. Point and call forces you to act intentionally. He also talks about setting up your environment. If one of your goals is to practice your mixing for an hour each day, make sure you've got your practice environment set up so that your equipment is obvious and visible. If you have to pull your CDJs out of the closet or remove all the stuff that you've stacked on top of it last weekend, you're less likely to use it. Another example, many of us want to eat healthier, so we've got more energy for performing. Simply hiding the junk food and leaving fruit on the table in a location that's obvious can dramatically improve your diet, or purposely carrying a water bottle around throughout the day to ensure that you stay hydrated. The second law is make it attractive. The author talks about the positive effects of peer pressure and the way that we tend to conform to people around us. Humans naturally want to conform to the culture they're in, so find people you enjoy being around that are performing the habit that you're trying to develop. Want to get in shape during the pandemic? Find an outdoor running club full of like-minded individuals. If your goal is to produce more music, join a producer collective where everyone is making and sharing music. Once the pandemic's over, meet up with other hardworking local producers and encourage one another. Another option is temptation bundling. Let's say you hate posting on social media, but you love binging on the latest shows on Netflix. Only allow yourself to watch Netflix while you're liking, commenting, and reposting on your socials. If you don't multitask so well, perhaps only allow yourself to catch up on Netflix if you're on your stationary bike, which you've conveniently placed where that old lazy boy used to be. His third law is to make the habit easy. He's got a bunch of tips here, but one that struck me was the 2-minute rule, which is great if you're having trouble getting a habit started. Boil your desired habit down to something you can do in 2 minutes and force yourself to do 2 minutes, but only 2 minutes, for a few weeks. Once the habit sets in, it'll get easier and you can start extending your time. For example, let's say one of your 2021 goals is to build out your mailing list, spanning several different email campaigns, but you know you hate writing emails. You could force yourself daily to spend 2 minutes on a Google Doc drafting emails for a welcome email series you've been putting off. After you do that for a few days or weeks, you can gradually start increasing your time and you'll hardly notice. Finally, his fourth law is to make it satisfying. One way is to give yourself a reward after you complete the desired behavior. Perhaps you're not practicing long enough on an instrument. Reward yourself with a cold beer or a hot cup of sake, in my case, after you've put in an hour of practice. Another option is to have a more tangible measuring system for the behavior. Perhaps you're not at a point yet in your career where you've got a booking agent and you're handling all of your own promotions and bookings, but you hate making phone calls to venues and promoters. Get two jars, one filled with paper clips and another one empty, and as you make calls, move the objects from one to the other. Maybe you set a goal of 10 calls per day. Put 10 paper clips into one jar and then transfer them over. Once they're all gone, you're done. There's something satisfying about having a tangible marker for your progress. I really enjoyed Atomic Habits and have already started applying some of his laws to make and break some of my own habits. The author has a really informative website, too, with a lot of free resources and a mailing list. You can find him at jamesclear.com. Even though this was a short book, if you're like me, it's hard to find time in your day to sit down and actually read. That's probably why you're listening to this podcast, and that's also why I've been a member of Audible for years. Listening to audiobooks is a terrific way to find some additional time in your day while you're commuting, cooking, exercising, or relaxing. You can get a 30-day free trial and pick up a copy of Atomic Habits or one of thousands of other titles using my affiliate link at producerlifepodcast.com. Look for episode 54. That link also helps to support this podcast at no additional cost to you. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be somebody's hero today.